Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Principles of Macroeconomics 3E is a college-level introductory economics textbook published by OpenStax for one-semester macroeconomics courses. As part of the OpenStax series, it is designed to be academically rigorous while remaining accessible to students who may be encountering macroeconomics for the first time. The book covers the standard sequence of topics expected in an introductory course, including how economies measure performance, how output and employment are determined, the role of money and banking, the conduct of monetary and fiscal policy, and the trade-offs involved in international economics and economic growth. Its approach is notable for combining conversational explanations with frequent illustrations and examples drawn from both fictional and real-world settings. The official paperback black and white print version mirrors the free digital edition exactly, making it a low-cost hard copy option for students who prefer physical study materials. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured introduction to the core tools of macroeconomic analysis. The book is built around the central task of macroeconomics explaining how an economy as a whole behaves. It introduces the basic measurement tools used to study aggregate performance, such as gross domestic product, inflation, unemployment, and growth, because these indicators form the foundation for every later policy discussion. This is important pedagogically because macroeconomics is not just about isolated markets, but about relationships among national output, prices, jobs, and spending. OpenStax presents these concepts in a sequence that matches a standard semester course, which helps readers move from definitions to interpretation. Rather than treating measurement as a technical side topic, the text uses it as the lens through which students learn to evaluate economic conditions. That structure gives the book practical value students can understand news reports, policy debates, and data trends with more confidence because they have the vocabulary and framework to interpret them. Secondly, clear explanations of how output, prices, and employment are determined. A major strength of the book is its treatment of the mechanisms that drive aggregate economic activity. Introductory macroeconomics typically asks why economies experience expansion, recession, inflation, and unemployment. And this text addresses those questions through standard models used in the discipline. The emphasis on balance theory and application matters because students need both conceptual models and a sense of how those models relate to real economies. The book uses conversational language to reduce the barrier to entry, but it still preserves the logic of the subject aggregate demand, aggregate supply. And related equilibrium ideas are used to explain changes in overall output and the price-ace level by pairing formal economic reasoning with illustrations and examples. The book helps readers see why shifts in spending, production costs, or expectations can produce broad macroeconomic consequences. This makes the content useful not only for exam preparation, but also for understanding economic fluctuations in everyday life. Thirdly, a practical explanation of monetary policy, banking, and the financial system. The book devotes attention to money, banking, and monetary policy because these are central channels through which modern economies are managed. In introductory macroeconomics, students must understand how banks create and move money, how interest rates influence borrowing and spending, and how central bank actions can affect inflation and employment. OpenStax approaches these topics in a way that is meant to be approachable without losing analytical depth. The text helps readers connect institutional details with macroeconomic outcomes, showing why financial systems matter far beyond the banking sector itself. This is especially valuable because many beginners think of money as a technical subject detached from real activity, when in fact it shapes investment, consumption, and overall demand. By explaining monetary policy in the context of broader economic stability, the book prepares students to interpret policy announcements and central bank decisions more intelligently. The result is a more realistic understanding of how economic management operates in practice. Fourthly, balanced coverage of fiscal policy and government intervention. Another important dimension of the book is its discussion of fiscal policy, taxes, and government spending. Introductory macroeconomics often focuses on how public policy can stabilize or disrupt the economy. And OpenStax handles this by linking policy tools to measurable outcomes such as growth, unemployment, and inflation. The book does not present policy as a matter of simple solutions. Instead, it reflects the trade-offs and constraints that make macroeconomic policy difficult. That balanced approach is useful because fiscal policy debates are frequently shaped by ideology, while the textbook encourages evidence-based reasoning. Readers can see how changes in government spending or taxation may influence aggregate demand, but also why such effects depend on timing, economic conditions, and institutional context. This helps students move beyond slogans and toward a more disciplined understanding of policy choices. In a classroom setting, that makes the book especially practical for discussions of recessions, stimulus measures, deficits, and long-term public finance. Lastly, updated real-world examples that connect macroeconomics to social and political context. One of the features that distinguishes this edition is its use of updated examples that connect macroeconomic concepts to real-world social and political developments. Many introductory textbooks stay at the level of abstract models, but this one repeatedly shows how those models apply to current or recognizable situations. The search results indicate that the text includes both fictional and real-world scenarios, as well as briefly referenced and more deeply explored socio-political examples. That design choice matters because macroeconomics is inherently connected to public life, inflation affects households, unemployment shapes communities, and policy decisions influence elections, inequality, and social stability. By making those connections explicit, the book helps students understand why macroeconomics is not only a theoretical subject, but also a framework for interpreting major public issues. This broader context increases the book's usefulness for learners who want more than formulaic problem solving, and for instructors who want examples that support discussion as well as analysis. In conclusion, Principles of Macroeconomics 3E is best suited for students in an introductory macroeconomics course, especially those who want a textbook that is readable, well-organized, and closely aligned with standard college curricula. It also works well for self-directed learners who need a reliable overview of the field without paying for a traditional commercial textbook. Its practical value lies in the combination of clear language, structured coverage, and real-world examples that make difficult concepts easier to absorb. Students gain a foundation in economic measurement, aggregate demand and supply, money and banking, fiscal and monetary policy, and the broader policy debates that shape modern economies. What sets this book apart from many similar textbooks is the OpenStax model itself. The content is freely available digitally, and the print version offers the same material in an affordable physical format. That makes it especially attractive in a category where cost is often a major barrier. For readers who want an accessible but academically credible introduction to macroeconomics, this book offers strong value and dependable coverage of the subject's core ideas. If you would like to support OpenStax, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.